Recording has started. You may now proceed.
Thank you. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the Non-Contracted Parties House Intersessional Planning Call held on the 15th of December 2016. On the call today, we have Edward Morris, Klaus Toll, Ponselet Ilelegi, Wolf Ulrich Knobben, Vicky Scheckler, Farzan Ahbadi, Laurie Schulman, and Chris Wesson. We have received apologies from Tapani Tarvainen and Rob Hogarth, Benedetta Rossi, Chantal Dorksan, Adam Peak, and myself, Ozan Shahin, as I can staff. I would like to remind you all to please state your names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you, and over to you, Rob.
Thanks very much, Ozan. Welcome, everybody. I appreciate you all attending and allowing us to get this scheduled without 12 doodle polls. That worked out quite nicely. I appreciate it. The purpose for this call and a subsequent call next week is to make some substantial progress, hearing from all of you what you want to focus on at the intersessional meeting. So we're going to spend the bulk of our time talking about potential programming agenda topics, items, how you all would like to pull some of that stuff together. I'd like to start the call with an update for you on our logistics, give you a sense of where things are and where things stand. Thanks very much, Benedetta, for getting out that email to the group yesterday. We are, my fingers are very close together. We're this close from having a contract signed with Hilton Reykjavik location for the week of February 13th. As Benedetta has identified, we're focused on the meeting taking place on the 14th and 15th, with the 13th as an arrival day for folks, and with the 16th as an opportunity that morning for individual community to get together face-to-face. We're still trying to work out the details and the availability of space for that Thursday getaway, but we couldn't start earlier or get into the hotel earlier than, you know, the setup on the 13th. So we were sort of forced to look at that Thursday morning. So I'm hopeful, and we've asked the meetings team when we can actually pull the trigger on actually starting to book things. Obviously don't want to get into the situation where there's a last-minute snag. We've made, you know, 30 airplane reservations that then have to be changed. But we're hoping to get word either later today or tomorrow that things are well in hand. There's, you know, the legal reviews and things of the documentation that are being expedited. So we hope that that will be set in stone or ice, if you want to refer to Iceland, very quickly. But that's where we stand now. And I know that a number of you needed to have that focus for dates as to who could attend. At this stage, believe it or not, Iceland and Reykjavik accommodations are quite busy in the winter time. So this is our only venue option for Reykjavik for the space needs that we need. Barring some shocking unforeseen complication, we'll be in the Hilton. If that should change, we'll let you know, but I'm not even going to contemplate all the hoops we'd have to jump through if that were not to work out. But everything looks to be in really good shape. And my apologies to those of you who had Valentine's Day plans. We've previously discussed that when the dates came up, and we're sure that you can make different arrangements with your significant others in case you were planning on celebrating that day. So having that logistic in place and understanding that that's our general parameters, we're still, as I shared with you all, the sort of skeleton outline of past meeting plans that we did for the first three meetings. We're looking at a two-day meeting with the additional half-day opportunity for you all to meet individually. The general requirements that we've set up are the ones that have worked out very well in the past in terms of remote participation capabilities. We have the best member of the ICANN meetings team, Josh Balch, actually doing all of our IT work for this event. Josh is being promoted and changing roles to take over more of a leadership role within the meetings team. So this will sort of be his swan song. He wants it to go off very well. So I'm hopeful that we'll have excellent and high-quality remote participation support because we'll probably need it. We're not going to be right next to the Los Angeles headquarters. We're not going to be in Washington, D.C., where we had really nice facilities and CSIS and the advantage of being right down the street from a number of other different folks. So we will, I think, really be leaning on those remote participation capabilities, probably for some presentations, and we can talk about that as we get into individual topics. And probably for, you know, other members of your community who want to listen in or otherwise observe what's going on at the meeting and communicate with you all. So we're definitely putting a premium on that by having Josh involved, and he's assured us that we'll have really good facilitation and facilities for that. Any questions or comments about the logistics? Any observations or things you want to make sure that we're paying attention to? I see an in order of hands going up. Looks like Lori, Ed, and Klaus. So, Lori, I'll turn the microphone over to you.
Hello. Can anybody hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. I was having problems with my audio yesterday.
Yeah, you might want to be a little bit closer to the microphone because you sound somewhat far away.
But better now?
A little bit better. Yes. Just talk slow and we'll be okay.
Okay. I'm talking slow. I have a few ideas and suggestions that have come up from the ITC and just from myself having personally been to two of these events. One, my thoughts are to travel. I just hope that perhaps you can work with I Can't Travel to let them know that at least for those who are coming from the East Coast and from Europe, the most economical and direct flights are to Iceland are with Atlantic Air. So I don't know if that's a carrier they normally use, but if you could note that, because it would make it a lot easier for a lot of people if you could get direct flights and not have to jack you around to such a short meeting, is one.
Thank you. Got it.
Okay. In terms of the logistics, a suggestion that I would like the group to think about is we talked about, you know, the grid and using what was successful last year, and I want to put forth that having 8 or 9 sessions that we fill every day, you know, little time slots, I don't think is actually a good use of your time. And I would recommend when we start to plan topics that perhaps we really devote substantive time, you know, half days to 4 topics rather than trying to juggle a dozen topics. I felt that the intersessional last year in Los Angeles fell short. I felt we tried to tackle too much, and people felt very sort of imprisoned. It's the only way I can use to describe it by the schedule. And we know we're there to work, but we're not there to work 12-hour days without breaks. It's not right.
Thank you. You'll note in this grid I actually put in some breaks because of that feedback. You may want to say, well, longer than 15 minutes, but thanks very much for that. And that'll be driven by all of you in terms of the topics. I think previous meetings we've ended up with 8, 10, 12 topics simply because it was easier to reach a compromise and say, well, we'll give you a slot. Are you fine with that? So I will appreciate you all if that's the direction you want to go. Achieving some good consensus on some of those topics. Thanks, Lori. And you said, did you have a third?
No, if I did, it's out of my head, so I yield the floor.
Great, thank you. In the queue, I have Ed and then Klaus. Ed, you have the mic.
Thanks, Rob. Yeah, in addition to Iceland Air, we want to make sure that they're able to book WOW Air to WOW. Those are the two principal carriers into Iceland. For those who haven't been there, the hotel's about a half hour out of the city center, but it's a good location. I just want to make sure, because we're doing the half-day meeting on the last day, whether you guys are aware of what might be a need to have people stay over an additional night. The way the airlines work in Iceland, generally, is WOW and Iceland Air use Iceland as a stopover point for travelers from North America and Europe and in both directions. So most of the flights going to Europe actually leave in the morning. There are very few flights going to Europe in the afternoon. The afternoon flights tend to be going to North America. And if you check the Keflavik schedule, you'll find that out. So if we're going to be having the half day on, what was it, Thursday, the last day, there may be a need to ensure that the hotels do have availability for that night for the folks traveling back in the European direction. And I can tell you why everything is booked. It's one of the largest rave festivals of the winter, and EDM festivals will be in Reykjavik the weekend after we're going to be there. So anybody looking to stay longer, you probably will be disappointed in terms of hotel space. Thanks.
Thanks, Ed. Or you'll be in a hostel with the other ravers. And maybe that's cool for some of you. Yeah, appreciate that. We have already chatted with the meetings team, and one of the changes that we've made in our discussions with them since the last couple of meetings is basically to acknowledge that there is a likelihood that a number of folks will have to stay that additional evening. We weren't sure if all of you were going to, you know, proceed with a meeting in the morning. Some folks have already indicated some stresses or challenges with other meetings taking place within the community later that week. So we understand and are making accommodations for that. Please let us know. We'll work to adjust the room block if we need to. But we figured out of about 50 people that we'll have, I think, 35, you know, staying that over that fourth night, if you will. The general plan is figuring that people will get in on the 13th. So we've got the evening of the 13th, 14th, 15th, and 16th if necessary. And so you won't get a 5-email string with back and forth with Joseph trying to say, well, gee, can I stay that extra night? We've just already factored that into the planning. So I hope that will streamline things a little bit. Thanks very much for mentioning that, Ed. I believe, Klaus, you are next in the queue and actually the only one still in the queue with your hand having been raised. So I'll turn over the mic to you, sir.
Thank you, Robert. This is Klaus speaking. I just want to flag that we had a discussion in Guadalajara with the global meetings team and people from NPOC and the NGSG, and there is actually a very good possibility that we want to do an outreach event to civil society either the day before, so Monday or the Thursday. I just would like you to be aware about that. We have actually people who are very much engaged with civil society in Iceland, and we guess that we get about 30 or 40 to 50 people together for a 2- or 3-hour event. Thank you. I just wanted to flag that.
Thanks for the heads up on that, Klaus. As we've done with previous meetings, obviously the getting together creates synergies for you guys to all, you know, add other things into the mix there. If those are outside the bounds of what we can do here budget-wise or the parameters of what we've been able to arrange, please feel free to, you know, coordinate that with, in your case, I guess, Klaus, with Jean-Jacques or Adam, or whoever's responsible for doing that outreach with your groups. That would be great. That would just be, you know, additional gravy. I note that Chris has made a comment in the chat asking about the consensus interest about that extra half-day meeting. Chris, on that point, we've always sort of left that open individually to the various groups. I mean, our meeting, as you guys have sort of talked about it and arranged it over time, is that it's 2 full days. But there's that option. This was actually started back when we had the first DC meeting, where there seemed to be a lot of great local synergy, you know, a lot of people in the community who were just available to get together for that extra, you know, 3.5-4 hour block. If that works for any of your communities, then please coordinate. Number one, let me and Benedetta know so that we've got enough space and a conference phone for a room so you can do that. And then coordinate with either Chantel or Miriam for your respective communities. But that's entirely your call. We'll provide the facilities for it. It seems to have worked out very nicely. You've all made a very good point that, heck, you pulled us together. We're all in the same city, face-to-face, so we can take advantage of that. Super. So please take advantage of that if you choose. If it doesn't work, then that would be then that's fine with us. We'll just try to make accommodations for those of you who want to do it. Yeah.
Well,
yes, Tony.
Sorry, Rob, it's Tony, and sorry for butting in. I don't have an internet connection at the moment. Just to clarify, is that the ability to meet as separate groups, or are we looking to have a discussion as a group or as a stakeholder group? Just for clarity, thanks.
Just for clarity, if you're referring to that extra half day, that was just for you all to get together as individual groups. I think, like I said, as it started in D.C., if you think that there is an extra value for two or three of your groups to get together collaboratively, or if you say, gee, we believe that the CSG, in your case, Tony, should get together, Rob, Benedetta, Josh, Maya, can you all make that happen? We will do everything that we can to accommodate that. Initially, we have asked them for enough space for if all of you wanted to do that, but they've pushed back and said, well, please let us know how many you're actually going to have need to accommodate that. Thank you.
Thank you.
And I think it is important for me to note to the transcript, we've indicated this in the chat, but in addition to Wolf Ulrich and Tony, whose voices we've already heard on the call, Matthew Shears and Greg Shatton have also joined us on the phone bridge. And so let me pause for a second and see if Wolf Ulrich, Matt, or Greg, if you guys had any comments you'd like to make since you cannot raise your hand in the AC room. Hearing nothing, I'll just acknowledge Matt's comment that it's a shame that we can't have that half day first as an organizing opportunity for the meeting. And yes, I agree with that. In the past, we've been able to do that. In the future, because I hope one of your agenda items during the meeting will be talking about future meetings. And as talked about when in arranging this, we can pick locations and places ahead of time so that we can have that option, Matt. Matthew, that would be great. We just didn't have that given the shortness of time and the availability of the venues this time around.
This is Greg, if I could just chime in. It seems to me the last half day is, to some extent, pragmatic based on flight schedules and also the fact that, you know, for the previous day to be a full day, we have to meet too late for people to get flights unless they leave before the end of the meeting. And we might as well, if we're going to be overnight, use the time between then and the later flight on the next day for meetings. So it's not entirely philosophical. It's also just taking advantage of the logistics. But if people just want to go visit a geyser, that's probably also right.
Very good. Again, however you guys want to arrange that individually, but please, if you are contemplating that, please let us know as soon as possible. A couple of you immediately responding to Benedetta's email from yesterday have already indicated that you're interested in doing that. So I would encourage the rest of you, please do that as we finalize things with the hotel. Even if you all wanted to say right now, yes, we are going to do it, just please send us a separate email. I won't ask for your commitment verbally on the telephone. Good. Any other final comments? I'm checking the AC room, not seeing any hands. All right. Well, let's move to talking about the actual agenda itself. I shared with you all a mock-up, and you can take down the slide. Ozan, it looks like the slide from our last call, actually. I'm treating this all now as AOB, but talking about the general approach, Laura, you've already commented on it. I've basically just created a framework solely, you know, looking at what we've done in the past. You're not limited to that. I only did that because it seems to have been something that was relatively effective for all of you the last time around. And also because we are somewhat pressed on time here, you don't have the luxury of 3 or 4 months to plan. I'm happy for you all to approach it any way you want. I say it too much. You're probably tired of me saying it's your meeting, but it is. We'll facilitate as much as we can, make the accommodations for it. Whether you want to talk about one topic for 2 days or 10 or, you know, the compromise that Lori has suggested. And I think what we'd like to try to do is, you know, capture and have a general round-robin discussion about generally what projects or topics or matters or issues you want to talk about probably something that's driven you to want to meet in this time frame that might provide some fruits or capabilities for the Copenhagen meeting or the subsequent policy forum. But let me just open up the invitation for folks to raise their hands, start brainstorming or suggesting thoughts or projects or ideas, any comments you have about the general arc of the meeting, any questions you have about potential attendees. Anything is fair game here. Basically, I just want to get things jump-started so that you can identify the universe and then begin to narrow to the extent that that's necessary. Would anyone like to take the first crack at that? Mr. Wilson has raised his hand. Chris, I'll give you the floor. Please, sir.
Thanks, Rob. Chris Wilson for the transcript. I think you know, a primary topic, I think we've all raised it before, is sort of discussing the GNSO non-contracting party House board member filling the next seat and talking about that. And I should say that in conversations I had with Steve Crocker and Shireen in India, they were anxious or eager to provide input or feedback, if you will, to us about, you know, about that position, I guess, filling that role and sort of what they maybe, I don't know, they weren't specific exactly what the feedback would be, but I think they had experiences and thoughts about what they think would be helpful. So, but were only really willing to share it if we were interested in hearing. So that may, to that point, maybe that we, if we're talking about this, at some point we may want to have Steve or Shireen dial in, participate remotely if they can't be there in person, and provide their thoughts and feedback on that matter. So I sort of throw that out there for folks to think about.
Great, thanks, Chris. Any comments on Chris's suggestion or any additional items that folks would like to raise? Because if you guys don't, you know that I won't be shy about talking about something. Vicki, I see in terms of order, you and then Ed, who was on the list. So, Vicki, I'll turn the microphone over to you, please.
Thank you. And this is just brainstorming. I had a chance to talk with our folks about it directly. But I wonder if it's possible to have a video conference with Jorn and, you know, to talk about his first, I guess, 6 or 8 months at that point, the first year, and how things are going. I mean, that might be one thing that could be of interest for everyone.
Great. Thanks, Vicki. Some context and background on that. We have had great success. Some of you don't appreciate how the stars have aligned in the past where we've been able to have the CEO in person. I continue to hope that may even work out for this meeting, given, you know, Jorn's travel schedule and the rest, but have been told from his admin team that we'll have more detailed conversations about that after the holidays. But that has always been a really good feature, Vicki, and thanks for suggesting it again. It would be great to have that participation. And if Jorn can't be there in person, we will move mountains to have him be able to participate in the meeting in some way. Thanks for suggesting the video element. That might be really cool if we can pull that off from a budget and technology perspective. And so I'll talk with Josh about that, particularly given where we will be geographically and time-wise. I don't know how that works best. Obviously, we'll figure out a way. If you guys say and agree that, yes, we want to have a session, it's not just senior staff, and that was sort of my holdover in putting that on the framework document, then we'll find some way to manage the time zone so that we can have Jorn participate. And now I can tell him that you have all specifically or at least you have, Vicki, specifically asked for his participation. I think he would really like to do it. So it's just a matter of making sure that we can schedule that.
Well, in person, of course, would be ideal, but, you know, it's remote for him. The other one, I don't know where, and again, forgive me, I don't know where ICANN is on hiring a, I'll call it the replacement, I'm sure that's the right term, for Grogan. If there is a person in that position by that time, it'd be useful to talk to them as well.
Okay,
I don't know the status of that. And I know it's not exactly his position. You have a different title for it. But that would be useful, too.
Great. Thank you. I've captured both of those and appreciate your colleagues on the phone reacting or commenting. Did you have a third, Vicki?
I'm sure I will. Probably not today, though.
Okay. Fine. Thank you. That's the value of the email. I mean, you know, in the framework document, you'll recall at the end, and I'm sorry I don't have it posted here. I've been trying to multitask. I had a list of about 10 or 12 that I just basically took from past meetings. As Chris noted at the beginning, there are some themes that continue to keep coming back from time to time. And so if you all look at that, that might spark some memories or some inklings or brainstorms. In the meantime, though, Mr. Morris, you've patiently had your hand up. Let me turn the mic over to you for some comments. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks, Rob. I agree with both Chris's and Vicki's ideas. The board seat is a no-brainer. And, yeah, Goran's new. He needs to get to know us better. I would even put a request that he come. He probably will turn it down, but we can at least ask. In terms of additional topics, the GNSO review is something that at the GNSO Futures meeting when we disbanded that group, we agreed that we should start talking about and seeing if we can get a plan to work on together going forward. I'd also like to suggest that we find some time for the counselors, the NCPH counselors, to meet among ourselves away from everybody else so we can try to work on coordinating our work on council a bit better than we've done in the past. There have been some issues, and I think it would be helpful for us to be able to sort of get away from the wonderful people who put us in council and be able to talk about some of the council-specific, particularly procedural issues among ourselves. And one other idea, if we're looking for topics, is an example of a current issue where in the past at least two of our groups have worked closely together, and that is the .pro, .cat, .xxx, the concept that ICANN is starting to do policy through contract. I think there will be a diversity of views in the group about whether they're actually doing that or the propriety of doing that. But what I like about this topic is that in the past, the BC and the NCSG worked together on a reconsideration request, which Domain Insight called the Odd Couple Reconsideration Request. And it's just an example that we can work together, that it's not an impossible dream. So if we do have some place to put that, that might be a topic where we can actually get into a substantive issue, because we don't want the entire two-day period to be all about procedure, but also in a way where we can actually talk about the procedure of working together and things like that. Thanks, Rob.
Thanks very much, Ed. I'll pause for a second and see if any of our phone bridge participants would like to contribute anything again, because you guys can't raise your hands. That would be Wolf Ulrich, Tony, or Greg.
This is Greg, if I could jump in. I think the idea of having some discussions of policy and substance and not just of procedure is a good idea. I'm not sure whether beyond the BC that odd couple could become an odd multiple, menage a trois or something. We should definitely talk about policy, both where we could make some headway and also maybe where we can try in a sort of Chatham House environment to better understand positions and try it perhaps to crack some of the more permanently held positions open at least and try to work on them. So maybe, you know, one topic where we could come to an actual meeting of the minds, and maybe another one where we could at least try to understand each other better and not fall back on almost, permanent carved positions that people just seem to pull out like, cue cards. And I'm saying that for everybody. Good to try to get beyond those things, and there's nothing like a longer meeting to try to break down below those. Now, with going back to a topic that was a couple topics ago on the, on the board seat, definitely a good idea, I think, to hear from Steve and or Shireen. Among the things that the board member has to do is be a make a good contribution to the overall functioning of the board. The NomCom certainly has, criteria that it uses. That's a little unclear what, criteria we might use, but aside from however we feel about the person coming, being our pick, we also need to put somebody there who will help the overall, group function. We may want to talk about recruiting and identification of board members as well, since that's often been interesting and somewhat of a scramble. Thanks.
Thank you, Greg. And I don't know what role, if any, you would like Marcus to play in that conversation. As I indicated to you all via email and in the framework document, I've received positive feedback from Marcus, Erica, and Yul, all about their participation. Marcus will likely be there and could undoubtedly contribute to that conversation. That's up to you guys how you might want to work that. I don't know that you'd want him to leave the room for the conversation. He's been involved in some fairly intense conversations with you guys at past meetings already. So I'll leave that up for you to decide from a management of that session. Sounds like we're building some consensus that that would be a good one to have. I want to make one quick comment, and then I know Vicki, I think you have a new hand up, so I'll turn to you in a second. But responding to Ed's suggestion about trying to find some time for the NCPH counselors to get together, this is another comment on the overall arc of the meeting. As you'll recall from past meetings, we don't have a dinner evening or session for all of you to get together. We do have the one evening where we have a reception, where in the past we've used that from an outreach perspective as well. We haven't nailed down what day that will be, but it will likely be the end of day one. And so that's an opportunity for folks to talk, get together. In the past, a number of you have gone out to eat after that reception, and then there's, of course, the next evening that's free. So you might want to contemplate that in terms of that brainstorming, Ed, whether you can find a slot in the calendar where others are meeting and you guys can meet, or whether you all just want to go out and do a group dinner together. That's something for you maybe to talk about. You'll have the advantage of also having Erica and Yulf participating in the meeting, and so they would also be able to caucus with you guys when you do get together and chat. Vicki, I think it's a new hand, so I'll turn the microphone over to you.
Thanks. I was just going to build on what Greg and Ed had said in another way of contemplating refreshing everyone's mind what each group's priorities are and to help us either find the consensus based on the priorities for the year or at least better understand each other's positions in an informal context as to why there are differences of opinion.
Thank you. Could I reflect what you guys are asking about now sort of collectively on that last line that you've introduced, Vicki? Would it be useful for there to be a session where you all talk about these are our community priorities for 2017. This is what we're going to be focused on. I don't envision, a 15 or 20-minute presentation, but just 5 or 10 minutes from each of your groups where you could do that. That's certainly something that you all could have prepared prior to February. You'll probably all have at least one, if not two, community meetings, your monthly meetings or your regular calls, prior to the middle of February. So that might be something that would be a good way at some point in the agenda, maybe early on, to come out and share that information as a way to get things started for the conversation. I don't know if that's what you were contemplating, but that's what I was hearing from you all in terms of sort of the collective thoughts there. Please let me know if I have that completely wrong.
No, I think you've captured it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Mr. Morris, I believe that's a new hand for you, so I'll put the mic over to you.
Thanks, Rob. Two things. One, hearing Greg's dulcet tone made me recall a conversation him and I had about the intercession in India. And I will credit Greg with the idea of wanting to come away with some sort of deliverable. And when we talked about it, we thought maybe a joint effort on the budget, which is something that, quite frankly, I have a lot of trouble stimulating interest in the NCSG. On the GNSO as well, I mean, I literally had to do the budget letter last year by myself with help of staff. So that's something which apparently there, I do believe we're pretty much aligned on what we'd like to get outside of one or two areas. So, but the concept more than the topic is to try to come away with something to take forward from the meeting to work on. That's one. And two, in terms of issues that we can sort of Chatham House rules, throw away preconceived notions, depending upon who is actually going to be coming here, we could have at least two of the tri-chairs of the RPM meeting. And what I'm sensing, of the RPM group, what I'm sensing in that group is that there is a lot of discord and a lot of people talking past each other. Most of the people doing the talking are from the NCPH. So that the general intellectual property issues and the review of the RPMs, I think, is an area that we would benefit from basically having some informal discussions to try to break through some barriers. Thanks, Rob.
Thank you, Ed. Any comments on any of the suggestions that Vicky and Ed have just raised? Greg did a good job of sort of, I think, summing up and contributing to the previous one. Any reactions to some of the more recent comments?
Rob, it's Tony. If I could just...
Yes, sir, please.
I think I'd support the idea of trying to do some work on the budget. I agree with the comments that were made around that, and it is something that's pretty important, so maybe we can look to do something on that. That would be really helpful. Also, I have to apologize now. I have to leave the call now, so sorry I have to go, but glad Wolf Ulrich is on, so thank you for that.
And you'll get a report, Tony. Don't worry. Everyone will see my summary. Thanks.
Many thanks.
Yeah, just a quick housekeeping. I'm noticing as Tony's dropping off, we've also had, you know, some changes. I think, Greg, you were able to actually join, and you're now within the AC room with us, and that's great. And so thanks, Ozan, for keeping track of that so that we can see who's still participating, those of us who are seeing the room. Great suggestions. So far, I have captured a total of six. I've got 9 different suggestions. So I'm very interested in a comment from you, Lori, as to, oh, my goodness, we're already up to 9. All very good brainstorming areas here. Some things you'll recall that in addition to just the sessions, we do have the 2 lunches. So there are opportunities potentially for some of these to take place during a working lunch. It's not as if you can, like we've done in the past, walk out on the nice patio in Los Angeles and soak in the sun. It'll probably be dark by the time we have lunch. But so we can utilize that time as well, maybe for some of the remarks or some of the topics that you've talked about. So we do have a good number of slots there. Don't see any additional hands. Wolf, I'll give you a chance since you aren't in the room if there is any comment that you wanted to make. Thank you. None. Well, let me summarize the topics that I've captured so far. We've got the GNSO NCPH board member with potential contributions from Steve Crocker and Shireen Chalabi, ideally during the meeting, ideally in person, but if not remotely. Worst case scenario would be they'd be able to provide something in writing to us to help you guys set up that. suggestion to have Joran participate in the meeting. Again, obviously, first priority in person. Ed, you had suggested that we extend that invitation. I've already done that. I basically said, hey, here's when the meeting is. We would like to have him there in person. We've never not had the CEO in person. So we'll see how persuasive that is. And if any of you would like to reinforce that, that would be great. When I made the overture, he was in Mexico last week. So, you know, he'll probably be more focused on that this week. Suggestion about talking with the compliance team, either for an update on the replacement of Alan Grogan, or ideally, the replacement has been named at that point, having that individual participate in the meeting, along with the regular sort of triaging of first ideal, in-person, remote, or some other written contribution, although I don't like the written contribution piece. We get people remotely if we can, and I'm sure we can get commitments from folks to do that. Another topic is the GNSO review, talking about how that might be operationalized. A couple of you have mentioned the value of this meeting being to create work going forward, or to create initiatives going forward. You demonstrated from the Los Angeles meeting that capability with some of the GNSO review discussions, and you had conversations over several months on that. So you may be talking about more specifics, more implementation-related items, if you agree on this topic. Ed suggested pulling together the NCPH counselors in some way, shape, or form. So that's also a brainstorm out there for a potential session or time slot. There were a couple of substantive topics recommended, in particular talking about ICANN's effort to begin apparently developing policy through contracts. Ed referenced the .pro, .cat, .xxx areas, and that might be a useful substantive topic to talk about. There was also the RPM reviews suggestion, potentially to break some log jams within that community effort currently going on. There was a recommendation that if the meeting doesn't kick off with it, at some point there's some conversation among all of you about your relative priorities as individual groups, with an opportunity for you all to make presentations, 5 or 10 minutes, doesn't have to be super long. And also a recommendation from a couple of folks to focus on the ICANN budget, to talk about that for a bit. That's what I've captured so far. And during that soliloquy, Mr. Shatton has raised his hand. So, Greg, I'll turn over the mic to you. I'll let you come off mute if that's the issue.
Thank you. Yes, I was fumbling with the getting to my mute. One other point in terms of getting things the most out of this, or maybe 2 points. The more groundwork we can lay on the way in, which means the earlier we can arrive at the topic, the better. I think if we're just kind of opening the topic when we get there, without any kind of prep or reading a list or consultation with other members of our constituency or stakeholder group, the lower the chances are that we will end with either, you know, a deliverable of some sort, or at least, you know, substantial progress on a topic. That's not to mean, of course, that we can't brainstorm while we're there and come up with good stuff, but the extent we're talking about things that are not entirely fresh, we really should see if we can put in some work on the way in. So maybe, you know, we'll be a little further along. Now, second, I think we just need to talk about the approach. I think one difference between the D.C. meeting and the L.A. meeting, I found people seem to be a bit shyer about putting either themselves out there, their positions out there, or movement. It just seemed like there were kind of a lot of powder being kept drier than it should in a meeting like this. That's part of the reason I mentioned Chatham House rules. I think we need to kind of come with the idea that we're going to, as Ed said, break down some barriers. You know, maybe we all need to go to the sauna together, although I have to check the anti-harassment policy. That's probably breaking nearly every rule in it. But in any case, whatever we can do to kind of not just circle each other or issues that we tend to do, but actually try to move on them, you know, the better. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Greg. Some very interesting points, and I'm looking forward to anyone reacting to them. I do have a couple of quick observations. One is your suggestion about the groundwork ahead of time. And that was an excellent suggestion that was made last year and unfortunately wasn't operationalized. And if you guys are committed to that, I am more than happy from a staff perspective to bring a little bit of project management and forced facilitation, if you like. What we could do is, looking at the arc of these conversations, we come out of this call with the suggestions that we have and any others that come up, for, you know, like Tapani, who couldn't participate, or anybody else here in the next several days. I'll have that list all together for next week. And then you can have the conversation, recognizing that whatever that list is the list or is the universe, maybe with one set aside for a hot topic that could come up in the intervening 2 months. And basically say, all right, these are the topics. You decide how many you're going to do. And we accept assignments or volunteers right then as to who will be the chairs. One of the innovations that you all introduced last year was to have, you know, sort of co-leaders or co-chairs, one person from the CSG, one person from the NCSG side, to sort of take a leadership role. And then what we would commit to do with you as staff is we'll have at least one, but more ideally two, then depending on the dynamics, you can have more, meetings of the co-chairs for each session. And that way we would drive some of that conversation. You all know that you end up creating and developing more when you're talking in real time, in many cases, than over email. So that might be a way, Greg, to sort of address that groundwork concept. Depending upon what comes out of it, we've already talked about this as staff. You'll have a staff member. We're going to split it up. However many sessions you have, we'll have a staff member assigned to each session who will work with the two co-chairs. And I'm hopeful that that will give us some of that pre-prep. Maybe that results in a document. Maybe that just results in an outline and an agenda. But something along the lines that makes you all feel a little bit more comfortable going in. Because, I mean, right now we have, what, 10 of you on the call now. You're going to have another 40 people who aren't going to be engaged or think through a lot of this stuff ahead of time. But if some folks start to see some paper, maybe that does work. So please think about that. It's just a suggestion, but something that we could move forward on next week if that works. And we'll just sort of keep you all moving a bit along. Greg, you also mentioned the concept, and it's I think, a very thoughtful one, about just the meeting dynamics. And I think it's great that probably for the most part there's a core of about half of the meeting attendees who you've gotten to know each other over the course of the years. But then invariably, you're all using this as an opportunity to bring new players, bring more people up. There's always going to be that element of this is my first meeting. And so if you can be more actively thinking within your own communities about your delegates, and I'll ask Miriam and Chantel to focus on this too. How do you prepare your delegates for this? Benedetta and I did a couple of sessions last year, lightly attended, but we had some good folks, and a couple of people I think on this call actually did. We would do a sort of newcomer guide to the meeting, and probably do that 2 weeks out. And if you all are up for that, we'll announce it, and you can just tell your delegates, hey, you know, we talked a little bit about the meeting, but Rob and Benedetta will give you a little bit more of a perspective. And if you trust us to do that, and a couple of you, like I said, did it last year, I think we did a credible job. We can always improve. But just to give people a little sense of a little bit more continuity, a sense that this is not just a one-off, but that they're actually a part of more of a process, we'd be happy to do that.
Rob?
Yes, Wolf Ulrich.
Hey, Wolf Ulrich speaking. Sorry, well, I couldn't follow just partially well, and I heard well the topics you were talking about here. I'm not sure whether you also covered, you know, this point came to my mind, a kind of follow-up discussion on the bylaws drafting team report, you know, and the consequences right now. So what's going on? You know, until February, they may have started the public comment period about the report, or even it's already maybe already over or so. And there may be, because as you remember, you know, the discussion was really going through the NCPH, you know, so between the different stakeholder groups here in the NCPH. So why shouldn't we try to take this topic well, just as a follow up, to openly discuss our views, our positions for the future of the GNSO in this respect. So I don't know whether this was already covered, but that came to my mind. Thanks.
Thanks very much, Wolf Ulrich. I will add that as a topic and leave it for you all to discuss whether that slides into any of the other. You may see that there's synergies between some of these topics. You may actually also, you know, echoing back to Lori's initial conversation, you may note that, Rob, we don't want to have these all even sessions that are all 75 minutes. We'd like to have one that's 3 hours because we think a particular topic merits that. So that can be some of the feedback and conversation as well. Some of these may be updates. Some of these, as you just indicated, Wolf Ulrich, might be follow-up items. Others, to the points that others have made, they're kickoffs for something that you might be doing throughout 2017. So I think that that's going to be something for you all to explore once you see the list. What I will not do for the next version of the grid, and based on this conversation, I don't think it's needed. I'll only update it for the logistical information. And I'll now be able to populate it with some topics that aren't topics from the past. But I will produce a V2 of that that lists all these topics, that reflects any newer information. And then I would just ask all of you before next Thursday to take a look at that, you know, share the list of topics. If you think it's of value with your community members, probably now more focusing on who your delegates are going to be, and just, you know, get some feedback so that next week we can do some of that focusing. And thanks, Lori, for the feedback in the chat that, you know, being a little bit flexible in terms of the various slots and their timing is something that you guys would support. I'd like to meet sooner than next Thursday, Lori, but we're going to try to focus on that day simply because I don't want to change it, and I think a lot of folks have already booked that time. If somebody can't make it, please circulate your feedback via email so that the group can see it and have the benefit of your feedback and comments. I don't see any other hands up. I do want to do one last commercial, and that is for those of you who were holding back the last couple of slots or whatever because you needed to know the timing of the meeting, you know, we've just about nailed down now. So please, if any of you still have some outstanding delegates to fill your delegation, please pass those on to us ASAP, because the moment Joseph gets the green light, those emails are going to go out to folks, and we can start that process. And he desperately wanted to start that process by this Friday. So I'm hopeful things come together. Please don't take that as a commitment, and then you don't see something until Saturday or next Monday. But that was his target to really get things moving. So we'll continue to press things forward with our meetings team folks, and it'll be very helpful for you all to be you know, buttoned down in terms of who your delegations are. Before I declare adjournment, Benedetta, Chantel, Ozan, or anybody else, is there anything that I missed that we must talk about before we convene again next week?
Rob, just a question. Yes, could you please check whether I am on the email list? So I'm not sure about that, because it would be great if you could check that.
Yes, sir, definitely will. Benedetta, Ozan, and I will review that just to make sure that we've got everybody on there. If there is someone that you all want to add to the planning list, please do so. You know, the more the merrier. Even if everybody's not talking or contributing on a particular call, you're listening or multitasking or hearing, and I really appreciate that that commitment. Seeing no final hands, well, Fulrich, you were the last one on the phone bridge who had the potential to chat. I'd like to thank all of you for committing to this planning time. Look forward to another productive call next week, and please utilize the email list for additional suggestions, comments, reactions, dialogue, whatever. Thanks very much for joining. We'll adjourn there and talk to you all next week. Thanks very much.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Vic, you may now stop the recording. Please remember to disconnect all the remaining lines and enjoy the rest of the day.
Thank you, Ozan, and our operators very much appreciated the work there. Thanks, Chantel and Benedetta. I'll talk to you all very soon in different contexts. Bye now.